Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
Nice pass underneath to Caruso. To DeRozan, lines up, three ball. Got it! DeMar DeRozan! That's his fifth triple. And for the first time in his career, he's 5 for 5 beyond the arc.
Wow.
He's got 32.
God, it looks good when that happens. When you shoot 60%, when you win every quarter, it all looks really good. I didn't see that coming. I really didn't. I thought that they were waiting for him again, but they made every shot. Everybody made every shot. And it sure looks nice when it's moving side to side and they were getting good looks because the ball wasn't sticking.
Dan, who hit three-pointers in this game?
Let me check the box score. Yeah, it looks like, three pointers. All right, Patrick Williams had two.
Okay, that's good.
Vooch,
I like that.
Had two.
I like when Vooch has a
Zach
couple of three.
Had three.
That makes sense. He's their best 3-point shooter on a regular basis.
Dragic came back and had two.
Sure, that's great.
Even Io made one of the four that he took that were his only shots.
I like the fact that he's taking those shots. Anyone else?
DeMar was 5 of 5.
He had an Arby's game?
Arby's game.
5 for 5. First of all, he took 5 3-pointers and made them all. How about that? How about that?
The Bulls took 35.
Yeah.
That's the number.
Yep.
There you go.
DeMar took 5 3-point shots. What have we been asking for?
Four.
Four a game. Look at the difference that it makes.
Take 5, make 2.
That's all I'm asking.
And with Zach, take 7, make 3.
Or 10.
10's good, too. Take 10?
Take 10. That would also probably be fine.
Zach was 11 of 18. Vucevic, 11 of 18 from the field. Williams, 7 of 11. That's what it's supposed to look like. And I know you're not going to shoot 59% in most games. But so we shrug again. And we think, and?
And we'll wait for tomorrow's game.
And
right?
What connects this to anything in another? But here's the problem. They did almost blow that lead. They were up 25 and it was down to 5.
But they didn't.
They responded.
Right. I'm not going to condemn them for games that they actually close out. The thing didn't happen again. They were able to shoot the ball. They did all the stuff that you want the Bulls to do in games, including their 3-point shooting. So I'm not going to get mad at them for holding on to a game and it being all right. Well, the Clippers are coming to town. For tomorrow, I'll probably be out there. I think I'll do one of those little shorty shows after the afternoon show tomorrow from the UC. I read Cali like every day because I enjoy Cali, even when he's being on Twitter. I enjoy him. He wrote a piece after the Indiana game. And then like the next piece before the game this weekend was a piece about Caruso. And in the game against Indiana, it's all of the things that had failed the Bulls in their game against the Pacers. But he was talking about Caruso, and one of the quotes from a source, this isn't from Joe, this is from a source, says he's the culture, meaning Alex Caruso, not Joe Cowley. Alex Caruso, he's the culture, close quote.
I wish he were.
Right. It's, you know what it's similar to me? it's similar to the Jose Abreu thing. You have a model that's there. This is the guy that's putting in the extra time.
Answers the bell, plays hurt.
Right.
Plays hard hurt.
Right. Play like trying to stretch a double out of a single, even with a bad wheel. You have that example in front of you, and you pay lip service to it. We should all be like Jose. Like, we all need to play and fight and scratch and claw like Jose. We should all sacrifice like Jose. And then when you're given the opportunity to do so, you don't. And now you're sitting around going, well, who's our leader now? Where's your leader now? You don't have one. With Caruso, I agree that he should be what the Bulls are shooting for. That's the type of day in, day out, 48-minute effort that you want to see from your players. A commitment to defense. And Joe made the point of how much better they are with him on the floor defensively. That's exactly what you should be trying to do. But he may also be your best choice to try and get better immediately with a trade. I would love for Alex Caruso to be a Bull until the end of his career. But right now, when you start looking at the Bulls' lack of number one draft picks, and you start looking at where they're at, if you're telling me that someone is going to be silly enough to give you two first-rounders for Alex Caruso, congratulations. That's what some of the reports have been.
Done.
Yes.
Oh, done. I'll pack it. I love him, but I'll pack his bags for him.
Yes.
For two first rounders.
And,
yes.
And I would
what
like.
What a success story that would be.
Right. I would love for him to be the culture. But it doesn't seem like he is. And what are you going to do? The trade deadline is in 2 weeks. What are you going to do? And what can you do? And look, as we were talking about it, I just kind of felt worse and worse. Because if we're at the place where you can't trade Caruso, then who can you trade? Who is it that you're going to be able to trade that is going to give you a little something extra back that you're going to be able to? And where are you? It's the same question that we ask all the time about the Bulls. Where are you as a franchise? Where are you on your spectrum to winning?
Until they talk at the deadline, we don't know where they think they are. And even then, they're usually so obtuse about it, it's hard to tell. There's an aspect here that I've been thinking about, too, and we're recording the Organizations Win Championships podcast this afternoon, and this is on my list of something I know that we're going to discuss in detail. And that is the news that we saw from Julia Poe in the report about Lonzo Ball. It's in today's Tribune. And I just have a question about the lead.
Okay.
The Bulls are creeping closer to shutting down point guard Lonzo Ball for a second straight season. Shutting down. So he was hurt. They did a surgery. He recovered. They ramped him up.
They are ramping him up.
He didn't recover from that surgery. So they did another surgery.
Mm-hmm.
He recovered. They tried to ramp him up. And now they're considering shutting all of that down again.
It doesn't make me feel good about him returning to play basketball ever.
What's next then? That's my first thought. What do you mean shut down now? If after a surgery, a routine surgery, and what was expected to be a routine recovery, but it just wasn't. And that necessitated everything we hear, the debridement and the go back in and look and just make sure, okay, here you go, you're fine, let's get this all started again and run in the pool and all that, and now start jumping. And now it's like, nope, stop doing that. This is really scary.
To be fair, Billy Donovan has been telling you this whole time. He's still in pain. He's not anywhere close. Don't expect that he's going to come in.
Oh, I haven't been.
I know you haven't. Yeah, we both have been like, come on. But I just, like, organizationally, since the top brass won't speak, Billy becomes the de facto voice of the Bulls. And the voice of the Bulls, other than Chuck, the voice of the Bulls has told you that he's not coming back. he's hopeful, but he's not in. It doesn't matter if Julia and Joe and Casey see him doing up downs or whatever, or running on a treadmill. It doesn't matter if they see him dunking.
But shutting him down to do what?
To figure out what's next.
They've already had the exploratory procedure because they couldn't figure out why the first one didn't work and why he was still having pain.
And now if they can't figure out why this one didn't work, they got to go back in there probably. If it's not working to the point where he can come back and play basketball comfortably, there has to be a reason for it.
Or let's just say it. Or he's just done playing basketball.
I think that is certainly on the table when you start looking at how long he's been out and how no one seems to have an answer. I'm sure this is hella frustrating for him.
I'm sure it's a nightmare. It's torture for him.
That he's sitting there going, like, why doesn't my body work the way that I want it to? Why is it that I've done these surgeries and it still doesn't work? I'm doing everything they tell me to do in rehab and it still doesn't work. Like, it's you're right, terrifying. Like, that's a good word for it. Which is another reason why you go, all right, if you hadn't already, as the Bulls, said, we've got to move on from this. We've got to help him get better and have a great quality of life. And hopefully, maybe he comes back and plays. We can't look at Lonzo as one of the focal points of our team. No matter what the contract says. You got to throw that out, and you have to look at this pragmatically and say, all right, what are we building in 2023? What are we building towards? Like, what do we care about going into April of 2023? And if you can't say with a surety that you're looking at yourself as a team that can win the championship, then what good does it do bringing this group of dudes back without Lonzo? Because if you shut them down again, you can't start thinking about he'll be available at the beginning of next year.
No. If this is over for now, that's why I say shut him down to do what? That's the answer I need. What's the purpose of shutting him down?
Right. And so you end up with, all right, well, we need to make some moves. You can't look at a team that's sitting in what, the 11th or 12th spot of the Eastern Conference and think they have a chance to win it. Incomplete. Like, if you wanted to give yourself the fantasy of, which the Bulls haven't, but I'm saying, if you wanted to give yourself the fantasy of, man, when Lonzo comes back, if Lonzo comes back next year, you're at the end of your deal with DeMar at that point.
The end of the deal with Vooch now.
What are you doing? Both of those guys, I think, can make good fits for other teams and might be able to help you jumpstart whatever this next thing is going to be. Call it whatever you want. But you made the commitment to Zach, and you might have something in Patrick Williams, and you know what trading DeMar would do? Give you a real honest look at it. You know what you could get? You could get 25, 30 games of, hey, P-Will, it's you and Zach now. Go ahead and ball. And then you can find out at the end of it, yep, he's got the thing. He is someone that we can rely on and we can build with. And you can get some of those picks back. And that's what you need.
That's why the Caruso thing is just so tantalizing if they get too first for that, even if they're late first. And they've got to restart the developmental piece here. One of my biggest disappointments is that what was done in Denver and what was done in Toronto of creating found value hasn't happened here yet. That's what I'm waiting for, that pipeline to start. Work with guys, make guys better, build guys.
But see, that's one of my issues with, as I continue to evaluate Patrick Williams, where I'm just stuck going, is he not in the right environment because of the type of players? Not even their attitude, like, towards him. Because it seems like their attitude towards him is good. You know, like,
did you see when Zach passed it to him on the wing and he was
mad that Patrick gave it up to Vooch.
Right.
Vooch hit a three. But Zach, it was funny. Because Zach's like, that was
your shot.
That was my assist. That's what it seemed like to me. Like, not only, hey, kid, that's your shot. It's not only is that your shot, you're the guy making it 42% of the time. That was my assist.
You messed up my, now I got to deal with a hockey assist.
Right, which they don't, which I can't, they don't pay you on, right?
I don't want that. Well, he's already got the money.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.